This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Welcome to the Stock Day Media Podcast. I'm your host, Severt Copley, filling in for Everett Jolly while he's on sabbatical. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Last time they were on the show was last month, April 5th. I'm talking about no other than Tego Cyber Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TGCB. And with us today is the president and CEO, Ms. Shannon Wilkinson, and she's going to bring us up to speed. Shannon, happy to have you back on the show.
Happy to be back. Thanks for having me.
For those that missed previous interviews or are new to Tego Cyber, can you please give us a quick overview of who Tego Cyber is and what you do?
Absolutely. So you covered it. We are traded on the OTC under the stock symbol TGCB, but we are a cybersecurity company, and we were really founded and created to capitalize on opportunities within the emerging cyber threat intelligence market. It's an emerging market within cybersecurity, growing about twice the rate of the overall cybersecurity market, so about 19.7% year over year right now. And what we've developed at Tego is a threat intelligence platform and app integrations into leading cybersecurity tools, what are known as SIEM platforms, so Security Information Event Monitoring, SIEM platforms. We built out our first integration to probably the market leader for everything to do with SIEM, Splunk. And essentially, a little bit about the technology at Tego is that our threat intelligence platform, our backend, is bringing in all the threat data out there on the internet from, you know, big lists of IP addresses, domains, URLs, malware hashes. We're bringing in all that data, deduplicating it, and then we're enriching the data. So we're adding what we like to call the who, what, when, where, how of the threat data to turn it into true intelligence. And what the difference between data and intelligence is that intelligence gives the information basically at the fingertips of the security analyst so that they can make a quick, informed decision. Right. Once something gets past the company's defenses, what do they need to do?
You've touched on this subject before, but could you give us a recap and maybe an update on where Tego Cyber is at today?
So we are definitely in the commercialization phase of our Splunk SIEM integration. We've had a soft launch of it at late October. And then what we did is in January of this year, we started bringing on our in-house sales team, as well as partnering up with Vation Ventures to build out a channel sales program. And really now in May here, we're in the process of really implementing our path to market and the monetization of our initial integration, further developing out our in-house sales team. There'll be some news coming out about some additions here in the very near future. We're really excited about new additions of some regional sales managers, some strategic partnerships that we have coming out of our channel partner program. Initially, when we established our channel partner program, it was focused on Vation Ventures and, you know, finding strategic partners here in the U.S. But what we have found with our channel partner program, of course, is that cybersecurity is a worldwide issue. So we are going global here in the very near future with some strategic partners in the Middle East and Africa and Europe. And we're really excited about that because those channel partners really have a trusted and established relationship with our customers already. So it's very easy for them to introduce Tego as a new offering and bring us customers.
Like you said, your application doesn't just provide data on these threats, but compiles extensive intelligence reports. I'm a big fan of what you do at Tego Cyber. Now, having commercially launched the first version of the Tego Guardian, what are your goals for the next quarter ending June 30th, 2022?
So it'll be all about the commercialization, building out our sales team, bringing in revenue, being able to share some of the information about our customers and our strategic channel partners. We also expect to be entering beta testing for our second integration of Tego Guardian. That's what we call the app. You have the Tego Threat Intelligence Platform, and then Tego Guardian is the app, integration app. But we'll be launching beta testing of our integration with Elasticsim. We're also working on potential integrations with Devo and Exabeam, and we're really excited about exploring those possibilities as well. As well as, you know, I've talked a lot about the roadmap. You know, basically it takes us 3 or 4 months to get a integration ready for testing. We do want to integrate into about 10 of the leading SIM platforms over the next 2 years. I'm still on a good path to achieve that goal. Believe it or not, there's about 25 different SIM platforms out there today. So a little bit, the possibilities are endless for the integrations for us.
Now, with cyber attacks on the rise and projected to grow exponentially in the coming years, the market is certainly there. But let's talk organization and numbers real quick. What are the investment highlights that make Tego Cyber a strong contender in the cybersecurity market?
So definitely being software as a service, really having a sustainable and scalable business model, as well as exponential growth potential. So when I talk about that, it's the fact that Splunk worldwide has about 15,000 clients. To get about, you know, just get a little bit of that market share, it just is incredible for us. As well as I mentioned, you know, the future integrations. Every time we build out an integration, it's a new customer base of, you know, hundreds of thousands of people or millions of customers as well. So we have really big growth potential. But being software as a service, you know, we don't have exponential costs as we bring on new customers. So we have high gross margins being software as a service, about 95%, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But for the organization, I always like to point out to our globally recognized management team, our board of directors. Of course, me, I started my career with the United Nations. My husband, Troy Wilkinson, co-founder of the company as well. He's a CISO for a Fortune 300, just is a ton of information, very well respected. We have Chris White, who is our acting CISO and a board member as well, started off in his career in the Air Force. Before we knew what cybersecurity was, he was doing cybersecurity, built and managed cybersecurity practice for Ernst & Young, and then Michael De Valera, who's got probably 25 years of experience within technology and more recently cybersecurity. So that's our board of directors. But then we have, you know, retired FBI special agents on our sales team. You know, our CFO that we just brought on has a doctorate in international finance. We have former UN people coming on board with us, former Splunk executives working with us. So there's just a lot of people excited about what Tego Cyber is doing and joining our team. And lastly, quick investment highlight, we are have a fairly low share count. Held by mostly friends and family who invested in our S1 and our IPO. So really friendly investor base right now. And just because of the industry that we're in, Tego is definitely a prime takeout target. There's a ton of M&A action within cybersecurity. As the company grows, we bring on more customers, build out more integrations. We'll just be gathering more information or gaining more attention and be a potential takeout target by a larger organization.
For people wanting to find out more about Tego Cyber, where can they find you?
Of course, we're on the internet as tegocyber.com. That's tegocyber.com. Very active on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn as Tego Cyber. I'll share a ton of information about just going-ons within cybersecurity industry. And then, of course, you know, always available via email and telephone, info or investor at tegocyber.com. It's pretty easy to get in contact with us.
Ms. Shannon Wilkinson, she is the president and CEO of Tego Cyber Inc. They are on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TGCB. Check them out at tegocyber.com. Shannon, it was a pleasure having you on the show. Given how all our information is stored digitally, I have the utmost respect for what you at Tego Cyber are doing. And I'm looking forward to talking to you again, hopefully in 45 to 55 days to give us an update.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.